Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
A reading from the 62nd Psalm. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will all of you attack a man to batter him, like a leaning wall, a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rest my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Those of low estate are but a breath. Those of high estate are a delusion. In the balances they grow up. They are together lighter than a breath. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his work. Please be seated. This is a reading from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel for this evening from St. Luke, the second chapter. Please stand. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he has seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took it up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Please be seated. We sing the first four verses of hymn 332. In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, come. Come quickly to rescue us from sin, death, and devil, from hopelessness and hate. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen. Happy Advent! It's a great time to think about our Lord coming to us. That's really been the cry of God's people from the earliest recorded history. There are two basic prayers that God's people have always sung, that God's people have always prayed. The first is one that we know very well. Lord, have mercy. How many times have we found ourselves saying that very prayer? We say it every week in worship. It's called the Kyrie, which is just Latin for Lord, have mercy. We pray it a lot of times in our lives, though, through the week, especially when the world around us continues to throw curveballs at us. It's a cry of a broken sinner to a holy and a righteous God to continue to be merciful to us in this brokenness, in this broken world that we live in. COVID results pop positive and you are isolated, or someone you know is isolated and you worry about them and their lives. Lord, have mercy. Thanksgiving, Christmas plans changed, postponed, in limbo once again. Lord, have mercy. Restrictions, limitations, criticisms. Lord, have mercy. Vaccine and hope and promise of maybe a life that would get back to some source of normalcy again. Lord, have mercy. And it has been our cry from the earliest times. But there's another prayer, another cry that God's people have always prayed. It's a prayer that I pray often. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Our broken and a busted world, our lives out of control, so many things changing everything about us. Oftentimes, I will admit, I pray this prayer when I'm at the end of my rope and I don't know what to do, and I'm overwhelmed and can't see any way out of it. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Because I know that will be a great advent when he steps again upon the earth and sin and death is destroyed. You see, I pray this prayer a lot, and I will pray it again tomorrow with the Lundeen family. I pray this prayer a lot when we're at the cemetery and we're walking to the place where that loved one will be laid to rest. I pray, come Lord Jesus, come quickly and end this death. End this sorrow and sadness, and come and stand upon the earth and call upon those who are already sleeping to be raised again in glory to see you face to face. And even in the midst of our gracious sorrow, this is a great and a powerful and an Advent hopeful prayer. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Stand upon the earth again and take your rightful throne and claim us as your rightful people. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. It's the prayer that's at the center of our Advent hymn for this evening, hymn 332. Savior of the nations, come. Saint Ambrose wrote this hymn in the 4th century. He was Bishop of Milan. It stood in its Latin text for a long time, and then Luther got a hold of it in his lifetime, and he changed a little bit of it, updated it, changed it into German, and it has stood that way since, now being translated into English for us. And the heart of this hymn, both for Ambrose and for Luther, is this: Savior of the nations, come and be with us. This prayer that we sing, or this song that we pray, is a song of hope and comfort. And this song really is our teacher. If you paid attention in the first 4 verses, look what you confessed. Verse 1, our Savior is coming, and he is the virgin's son, just like Isaiah prophesied. In verse 2, we find out that he doesn't come by human flesh and blood. He comes to us as our Savior. He comes to us, as we confess in the creed, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. In the 4th verse, complete God and complete man at the same time, flesh and blood, but not bound by wind or waves. Jesus commanded disease and deformity and even death so that he would give us hope and promise and comfort and peace. Our Advent cry right here tonight in all of our lives, our COVID cry, our overwhelmed by life and suffering cry, is the same. Savior of the nations, come And he did. St. John gives us that great news in the first reading for tonight. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus coming in glory was certainly not what we expected, even what we expect today. A virgin's womb was his throne. That is not what we would expect. A manger, a blue-collar job, at odds with the religious leaders, arrested, beaten, crucified, died. It hardly seems like glory. But look deeper. Look past what we would expect as glory, and you will see the Savior of the nations. Savior of the nations come, and he does. His glory, well, it looks like shame to us. Born in a barn, rides a donkey, not a war horse, beaten, not brave. Jesus comes to us, though, willingly to rule over your sin and your worry, your fear and your death. He rules to us, rules over us, though, not on a kingly throne and by imperial decree. But he rules from a cross where he hangs helpless and lifeless. He gives mercy by taking what should damn us and throwing it back in Satan's face. If you have your bulletins open, let's sing verses 5 and 6 of this hymn. Savior of the nations, come. And he did. And you are free from your death sentence. You're forgiven from all of your sins. You are marked with water and his word as one that he came for you, for your forgiveness and for your peace. You're marked with water and word. You're given a promise that will carry you through every day of your life until either he comes again and stands upon the earth and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, or he calls you home individually to be with him, resting until the day when he raises your body and stands upon the earth again. You are marked with water and his word. You are given his promises given to you. You are given hope. And you are given a future. This hymn that we pray, or prayer that we sing, is not just about Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. It's about our hope for today. Your Savior, of all of the nations, coming to you. Your Savior coming to give you hope and comfort and peace. One of my favorite Advent and Christmas stories is the gospel reading that we heard, the second reading. The story of Simeon. He knew the Kyrie just like we did, and being a man that served in God's temple offering sacrifices, I'm sure he prayed it often for himself and his family and the people that he knew, praying that God would come. And then God revealed to him, Simeon, that he would not die until he saw his own salvation. Can you imagine Simeon thinking about that? Where will it be? When will it be? When can I see my salvation? And there that day, working in the temple, as he had been called to do, offering sacrifices, things he'd done time in and time out, comes a young couple with a little baby, Mary holding this child. And by the Holy Spirit, Simeon knows. Mary is holding the Savior of the nations. Mary is holding Simeon's salvation. And she comes in to do what she is obligated by the law to do, and Simeon holds Jesus in his arms. I can't imagine. And as Simeon is holding this child in his arms, he says this: Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Simeon holds in his hands the Savior, looks into the eyes of his Savior and your Savior. And Simeon now knows that he will die. And he leaves in peace because his Savior is here. His sins are forgiven. The promises of God are for him and for all people. This baby, a blood sacrifice, a Savior for Simeon, a Savior for you, a Savior for the nations. I love Simeon's song because it's our song too. We sing Simeon's song every time we have the Lord's Supper. You might see it in the bulletin or in the hymnal as the Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. And we have held our Savior just like Simeon. Jesus' very body placed upon your lips. Jesus' very blood given to you to drink. And now your Savior has come to you. And as Simeon held the baby, so our Savior has come to us. In, with, and under the bread and wine is your true Savior, the same one Simeon held. And as we receive this great gift, we sing Simeon's song. Lord, now let your servants depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. And we leave here knowing that our Savior has come to us in body and blood, just like he did into the world. And one day he will come and stand upon the earth. But for us this day, he comes and he forgives, and we eat and we drink his gifts. He strengthens us so that we worry less and trust him more. He gives hope when things seem out of control. He is control of all things. He raises our eyes to see past our troubles and all of the things of this world. And we look again with Advent hope to the coming of our Savior. In his word, preached into our ears, good news for you in a bad news world. He comes to us with his gift, a very body and blood, to strengthen you again. And one day, either he will stand upon the earth or he will look you in the eye and call you to be with him. And your Savior will come. Savior of the nations, come. That's our prayer tonight. Come to meet us, your fearful, panicking people in a world, and give us your peace. Savior of the nations, and give us hope and truth and your word of peace. Come to us right here, right now, just like Simeon, so that we can go out into this world in your peace. Happy Advent!
Happy Advent.
Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Oh, excuse me, yes. Please stand. We sing the last two verses of our sermon hymn.
Glory to the Father.